Kyle.
Good to get you back on the radio. So in light of the governor's announcement yesterday, what can you tell us as far as our local Y is concerned?
Well, the good news is, yes, we will be opening after Friday. So that's wonderful news. We're really happy about it. We're going to do a phased opening. We're still under restrictions. So, you know, there are still guidelines we have to follow. But we will open Monday morning, May 18th, by 5 a.m. And so we'll be really excited to welcome people back. Of course, we'll have areas of the Y that are not going to be available yet. The swimming pools, all swimming pools, saunas, spas in the state of Iowa remain closed. So I know that will be a disappointment to some of our water folks who really want to get back in the water. We're still under orders to keep that part of the facility closed, but we'll have our fitness floor open, we'll have our CrossFit gym open, we'll have our gymnasium open on a limited basis. It'll be scheduled activities in there, and of course we'll be under the restrictions of following social distancing and keeping everyone safe, making sure we're cleaning and disinfecting extra. So we're anxious to get started. We're training staff in the next couple of days under the new guidelines, and we'll be ready by 5 a.m. Monday morning.
Very exciting. Carol Hibbs joining us. So, Carol, if I know you can have, like, limited numbers on, you know, can folks wait in the lobby area until almost like they're making a reservation, or should they wait in their car?
Well, so we... depending on the demand, we should be able to accommodate those who are wanting to go throughout the day. So, you know, we know that we have a group in the early morning and that they like, you know, their routine at 5 a.m. And then as long as people kind of stick to their routine of coming at the time that they normally come and not everybody coming at once, we should be able to accommodate folks. There are areas of the building that, you know, will be limited. And so we'll ask people if they're on the workout floor, they'll use every other machine. So they'll have to social distance on the workout floor. There are areas in the building that will have a maximum capacity. And so we'll have staff monitoring all of that and guiding that. We do have markings, too, for people. So, you know, if you see there are people waiting to check in, then, of course, you'd want to wait a safe distance away. But for the most part, we think we'll be able to manage the flow of people. And, you know, since we won't have the pools open, we'll have less demand for people in the building. I do want to clarify that our locker rooms will not be open. Our adult and youth locker rooms will not be open. We'll only be using the individual family locker rooms. And so we will, you know, be guiding people on what's available and what's not and get some information out later this week.
Awesome. Exciting news. All right, Carol. Carol Hibbs joining us, CEO of our YMCA. Hey, thank you so much for sharing all that with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, bye-bye.
Credit unions were built on the philosophy of people helping people. A philosophy members first community.